Good morning. It's Wednesday, June 13th. I'm George Kearns with a look at this morning's South Carolina headlines here on SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org. Well, storms in the Lowcountry may have kept voter turnout light yesterday, but really that's not all that unexpected in primary elections. Governor Henry McMaster finished ahead of his four challengers last night, but he did not acquire the 51% needed to prevent a runoff with businessman and former Marine John Warren. James Smith did receive the necessary votes to win the Democratic nomination for governor yesterday. In the open 4th District, former State Senator Lee Bright has made it to the Republican runoff against a yet-to-be-determined opponent. In the 5th District, Archie Parnell won the Democratic nomination. In other races, Attorney General Alan Wilson has been forced into a runoff for the Republican nomination. Wilson will take on State Representative Todd Atwater. And Mark Hammond has again won the Republican nomination for Secretary of State. Runoffs for all positions will be held in less than 2 weeks, scheduled for Tuesday, June 26th. Meanwhile, Mark Sanford's disagreements with President Trump may have cost him his first congressional seat, and it's the first time he's lost a political race. It happened just hours after the president insulted Sanford in a tweet, endorsing his rival instead. South Carolina Public Radio's Victoria Hansen has more.
Just hours before the polls closed, Trump took aim at Congressman Mark Sanford, saying voters should replace Sanford with rival Katie Arrington, even saying Sanford is better off in Argentina, a reference to a scandalous affair he had while governor. Arrington, meantime, has made Trump the centerpiece of her campaign.
What we're about as a nation is not being for or against one personality. Again, we're a nation of laws and not men, as the Founding Fathers said.
After conceding, Sanford said he looks forward to spending more time with his sons. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Victoria Hansen.
Also, both Democratic and Republican voters overwhelmingly approved questions that their parties put on the ballot. Republicans asked their primary voters if they supported bringing the South Carolina tax code into conformity with the new Trump tax cuts. The GOP also asked its voters if they support allowing only party members to vote in primaries. Democrats, meanwhile, asked their voters if they support medical marijuana and taking federal money to expand Medicaid in South Carolina. All four questions received more than 80% approval in unofficial results. There is other news this morning. Sheriff's deputies and the Aiken County coroner are investigating a woman's death. 20-year-old Melissa Clary was found in her North Augusta home on Monday. The young woman's death has been ruled a homicide, but no other details have been made available. A South Carolina man has desegregated names on a World War I plaque despite litigation over a state monuments law. Trey Ward put up a new plaque listing Greenwood soldiers in alphabetical order rather than by race last week. A veterans group was seeking the change to promote equality. A judge recently ruled in favor of the American Legion, but state officials have asked him to reconsider. And that's a look at some of this morning's South Carolina headlines. I'm George Kearns for SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org.